certain houses, like certain persons, manage somehow to proclaim at once their character for evil. That's from Algernon Blackwood, The Empty House. Today we are talking about haunts. We are doing another Wraith the Oblivion one-shot, coming straight from the Wraith the Oblivion second edition book. Their description for haunts, on a brief note, is home sweet home for the dead. Haunts are places where strong emotion has frayed the fabric of the shroud thin. Here, the Shadowlands and Skinlands almost overlap. Here are the places that the living superstitiously call haunted. It is the darker emotions that wear through the shroud most easily, though strong love, hope, or courage will do the same as well. Even so, haunts tend to be found in places of despair, desperation, or sorrow. Graveyards, slums, battlefields, abandoned houses, prisons, nightclubs, lonely crossroads, and treacherous curves all frequently serve as haunts. Haunts. How about that? I love my haunted house thingies. And yeah. We're going to be doing a little spin on that today with Miss Cake Bitch. So she's going to be playing a wife, which has a child and a husband, of course. They are currently traveling. I guess it doesn't have to be, right? they are traveling a long stretch of lonely road with wooded area on all sides. And I'm excited. So during their trip, our character that Miss Cake Bitch is playing, she ate something that's probably not really agreeing with her, but we're going to find out exactly what that entails and just go ahead and jump right into our show here, okay? So, now it is storming, it is raining, it is thundering, and during this experience, we have a bit of an argument going on between Miss Cake Bitch's character and her husband. Her character's name is Lorna, and her husband's name is Mark. Her child's name is Sally. And Mark says to her while he's driving, "Lorna, we are not getting off this road. We have a time constraint. We have very little time, okay? We can't pull over.
Listen, I need to shit. I will shit on the side of the road if I have to. Just pull over. I need to shit."
"Do you have any idea how much my mother needs us right now? She's in the hospital. She just had surgery."
"Do you want me to show up with shit in my pants?"
"Well, you might as well just wait in the car.
Stop being an asshole and just pull over. So I can take a dump."
Mommy,
"Shut
up. Don't argue.
I need to shit."
"Sally, shut the fuck up. Just stick your ass out the window, Lorna."
"I'm not sticking my ass out the window. Just
Mommy,
pull
don't
over.
Stick
it
your butt
take,
out.
It will take top no. 5 minutes. I just need to take
Jesus
a shit."
"Jesus Christ, there's nowhere to pull over to." On the radio, something turns on. And it was playing, like, music from the 50s, which your husband likes to listen to. But it is the Halloween season.
Of course it is.
And during the Halloween season, they've been doing these little clips now and then on this radio program you've been listening to in this area you're not too familiar with. It's a radio station that was picked up that you have never heard of before. And it's 976... what's the, it's basically 976 Evil FM, right?
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to say it.
97.6.
Call out to 976 Evil, the old horror movie. This guy, he's a personality on the show, and he says, "It was a dark and stormy night, just like this night it is tonight. Many years ago, 5 years in fact, there was, on this very day, a dangerous attack. An attack that caused a family traveling on a long, lonely stretch of road during this storm, just like tonight, their own demise. And the husband says, there's something up ahead. Do you see it?
Yeah, I see it. Pull over there and I will get out and shit. And then we can keep moving.
They look closed.
Just pull over.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm just going to check to see if anything is open. And then maybe I'll just shit behind the building.
Jesus. You have no care for my mother and what she's going through.
He turns on the turn signal. Shit on my pants.
The kid keeps crying in the back seat. Mommy, mommy, I don't want to stop here.
I just need to shit, kid.
You feel awful. Your stomach has the burbles. And what I mean by that is you feel like pop rocks in your stomach. It's like little uncomfortable bubbles popping in your tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel the vibrations and you're clenching your cheeks and it's so uncomfortable. You're afraid to fart and you feel bloated. You feel like you're going to throw up as well and you have a headache. There's all this stuff going on. And this guy's voice on the radio who's doing a ghost story thing is just annoying the shit out of you because, well...
Pun intended. It's,
yeah, it's just too close to what's happening to your family right now. He's talking about a family experiencing an awful haunted experience on this long stretch of road out in the middle of nowhere during a storm on this night 5 years ago. It's very similar, and it's freaking you out, and you don't really care for horror stories like your husband does, and your kid's scared by them too, so it doubly pisses you off. And he pulls into the place. The parking lot is it's got some cars in it, but it seems like empty. The cars are kind of rusted, and the place itself, it looks like there's nobody inside, right? There is some light on inside when you guys pull in. It's like some light turns on, but it's very minimal. And the gas station does seem to have some things on the shelves and whatnot, but it seems like somebody picked through a lot. And when he pulls in, he says, clapping his hands really fast, let's go, come on. And he snaps his fingers, Lorna, 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 go, hurry up, go. And while you get out into the storm, the rain is coming down so fucking hard, and it just drenches you instantly. Your kid's still screaming, and you hear the last thing your kid says is, I want to listen to Jurassic Jammies. I don't like this horror stuff. Put on Jurassic Jammies. And you hear your husband scream, I'm going to rip your fucking head off. Shut up.
Can I just shit on him instead?
Your husband is awful. And you go into this place, and you can hear the storm outside, but the storm basically, it's dying down. And what are you going to do? You hear the bell when you go into the place, and then, your footsteps squeaking on the linoleum floor, and the linoleum floor is all cracked. What are you going to do? You see that the place looks really old. There's like these nasty hot dogs on the rollers that seem really ancient. They've got hair growing on them.
I'd probably say hello. Is anyone in here?
You hear your voice echo throughout it.
No one's here. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm just going to find a bathroom.
You hear in the distance somewhere...
That's weird.
It's just a slight feeling, scratching noise.
I have a feeling that for the story's sake, I can't leave and just poop behind the building.
But you do see, when your eyes go towards this sound, you do see a sign that says bathroom.
Okay.
And it seems like it's a unisex bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, like, men or women's, and it's just open.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess I'm going in.
You go back through, and the tiles on the floor here, it seems like there's that much grout and nastiness that it hasn't been cleaned in quite a while. And the stalls seem occupied. You see feet in the stalls, but there's one stall that is unoccupied.
Okay.
Okay. Would you just, like, rush in there and
Well, yeah. I would probably think it's weird.
Yeah.
So I'd probably say hello, and then I guess probably go in because I need to poop.
Right. Yeah. The mirror itself, when you go to close the door in the stall, you see the mirror is, like, cracked and shit. And you like, feel you're going to burst, so you probably just, like, quickly pull down your – what are you wearing?
I mean, probably jeans.
Okay. You pull down your jeans, and you just start going. And it's just rushing out of you real fast. And, I mean, it's nasty. It's real gross. And – you can just feel it purging over and over.
Yep, this sucks.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had experiences like this in real life?
Yeah, all the time. I told you, this is going to make me physically sick to do this.
Yeah. And it's an awful experience when you have this. Like, it just doesn't seem to want to stop, and you can feel the burning inside of you, and you can just feel it, like, coming in waves, and you have these like hot flashes, and they make you sweat, and you're still soaking wet from the rain, so you're a little bit chilly, and there's no, like, heat in this place, and you're, like, shivering while you're getting this out, and you're like on your fucking toes, and you're turning your feet towards each other, and you're just, like, rocking back and forth. And it's just horrible. And you can't stop thinking about what your husband has been saying to your kid throughout this trip. He's just been a fucking nightmare, a monster.
Yeah, that's why I asked if I could shit on him.
Yeah, yeah. And while you're going, you hear on the outside of the door of the stall you're in. As you see feet now in front of the door of the stall, and someone is scratching on the outside of it. The lights kind of flicker in the bathroom while you're in there.
The stall's occupied.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. It sounds like you're having quite an experience in there.
Yeah, can you just, like, leave me alone?
Well, I have to go really bad myself. I ate something that didn't agree with me.
Yeah, obviously, so did I. Go in the sink or something. I don't know what to tell you. This place is completely abandoned.
If you don't mind, I'm having some hot flashes. And this woman's wearing heels, and she must be wearing a skirt. You see her exposed legs. And there's a little bit of shit running down one of her legs. And it seems like there's some blood mixed in with it. And she says, "Look, I'm having a really bad time. I was hoping you could just talk to me while I just wait. Seems like everybody here is occupying one of the stalls. Could you just talk to me, please?"
Sure, but why don't you just hop up on the toilet and onto the sink and take care of it?
The sink... the sink is clogged.
No one is going to care.
Well, I don't want this to come on to me. Can we just talk, please?
Okay,
and just don't mention.
Okay.
Oh, God. What was it that got you the bug? What happened? What did you eat?
I ate a fucking tuna sandwich out of a vending machine, which in hindsight is the dumbest decision I've made in my life. Other than maybe marrying my husband.
Tuna. Yes. Yes, I can smell that tuna.
Oh, God, shut up.
Yeah, it's very creepy. She's like, your husband. Why, what about your husband? You're married? Do you have a child? Do you have children? I have family as well. Two little girls and a husband.
Yeah. Okay. I have a little girl out in the car and an asshole of a husband, and I would just like to get this out of me so that I can go back out to them, because I have to go to the hospital.
Oh, well, maybe they can give you something for that problem you're having.
Yeah, maybe they can.
Maybe I can come with you and I can get some too.
Why don't you check the shelves out there to see if there's some Imodium?
I have. They only have things that hurt. Things that make you like this. I had bad tuna as well. It was just tuna, salad, sub. Oh, God. And you see more filth run down her leg. And she says, my family is waiting for me outside, too. Did you see them?
No, I didn't see anybody out there. I was completely abandoned.
Hopefully you're not waiting too long. Hopefully you purge everything and you're not waiting too long like I've been waiting. I've been waiting so long and it hurts so
bad. Listen, there's probably trash cans out there or something. Just find a corner and take a shit.
Her legs are shaking and she scratches the door. And you feel a lot of pain while you're going. And you hear the woman go, oh, how bad does it hurt? And it
Would
hurts
you
really bad.
Stop talking to me. I'm
you
trying to forget about
feel
how awful
this
feels.
Burning, and you look down at what you are shitting, and there's blood, lots of blood in the toilet. And you filled the toilet so that it's like touching your ass at this point. It's gross, and you don't feel good. You feel like you're going to pass out. You're sweating. You're so hot. And you're like just constantly purging, and you just want to get wiping, get out of here at this point. Like this is creeping you out. And then you look to the toilet paper rolls; they're empty. So you like hear the little drip drips in the stalls next to you.
The drip drips.
Yeah, of, like, something dripping in toilet.
Okay.
But you have no toilet paper in your stall.
Well, no one has answered me in here other than that lady, so I'm gonna
You're
ask
gonna,
her if
like,
there's toilet paper out there.
Yeah.
Napkins.
Oh, maybe one of your neighbors has some.
Listen, they weren't talking to me. I don't know what's going
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Do you want to just check?
Like, under the stall?
Yeah, I mean, like, okay. Get their attention.
I guess I'm looking
like, you want to get
stall.
Out of here.
I'm looking under the stall, but they're not talking to me, so what am I...
You basically look under there...
for their ankles or something gross?
I mean, you're probably trying to get their attention, like, hey, you know, I need some toilet paper, right?
Sure.
I mean, you're panicked. You look underneath there... And what do you say? Like, you see one of their hands kind of fall down.
Okay, is there any toilet paper over there?
They have some stuck to their hand, and it's not much. It's just, like, a few squares. Are you going to try to get it?
I guess I'll reach for it.
You reach for it, and the hand grabs you, and when it does, you see, like, it kind of pulls you under a bit, and you see up under there at the person, they look dead, and the hand that's holding you is rotted, and just filth starts pouring up from the toilet that they're on and pouring over onto the ground. What are you going to do?
Scream and pull my hand away.
Okay, you pull your hand away, and you actually pull one of their fingers off
that's
just, like, holding around your thumb. And this woman outside the door, she says, no, 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 no. You are going to have to stay, my dear. You don't want to leave. You don't want to make more of a mess anywhere else other than in here. You need to get all the mess out of you. all of that mess.
Listen, lady, I don't even care anymore. I'm just leaving, and I'm going to pull my pants up, and am I still vomity?
You feel, like, dizzy because you feel disgusting, and the toilet water is, like, overflowing from the toilets beside you on each side. What are you going to do? You're just going to throw the door open? Pull your pants up and just deal with the fact that you've got shit all over yourself?
Yeah, I'm just going to do it.
Okay. There's blood in the toilet. It's gross. You feel weak and dizzy. You throw the door open and you hear, you're not leaving, dearie. You, like I, are going to stay here. This is an awful thing that's happened to me, and I will not be without company. And
it looks like you have plenty of company.
You see her propped up onto the sink, just kind of there. She looks disgusting. She looks rotting. The mirrored reflection of her from behind her, it shows that, like, she's just, like, flapping the back of her skirt as she's shitting onto the mirror. And it's blood and shit. And she's, like, hurt. Hunched over, looking up at you, and the people from the other stalls, they throw their doors open and they start like walking out, kind of zombie-esque, and they're also leaking and farting shit everywhere, and the floor is getting caked with disgusting filth. What are you going to do? The one is beside you on your left, one is on your right. And the one on the right is blocking the exit. The woman that was scratching at your door, she's on top of the sink, and she's right in front of you.
Well, I'm probably going to vomit on her.
Okay. All right. You projectile puke, and she launches herself at you. I'm going to say that you move out of the way, right?
Yeah,
and
she dodge it.
She goes into the stall. What are you going to do?
I'm going to try and get to the door so that I can leave.
Okay, you run for the door, and the one corpse, it wraps its arms around you, and it holds you in an embrace while it's just leaking shit. And you're still farting and shitting, and you feel awful. And this thing says,
please take me with you. Don't leave me here. She makes us all stay. Don't leave us with her. Please take me with you.
Sure, if you want to come with me, that's fine. Hop on.
And yeah, I mean, like, you're probably screaming. Like, how fucking awfully terrifying is this whole thing? Like, you're trying to gain your footing, but you're slipping on floating turds, and this thing that was scratching on your door, it opens the stall that it landed in. It probably landed in your shit, and it's got it dripping off of its face as it comes out after you, screaming with its hands up and its nails out. And you see that a lot of its nails are just, like, broken off, and its fingertips are bleeding, and it goes, no, you're going to stay. You're going to stay and shit with the rest of us.
Can I throw the rotted flesh zombie off of me?
At her? You're going to, like, fling it around?
Well, not fling it, but just, like, that I push it towards her to slow her down.
Sure. You basically turn yourself, and you spin pretty easily because you're in the shit, and you push with all of your might, and you push. When you push, you throw it off of you into her, and they collide. And the door behind you, you're guessing you're running towards it, right?
Is it, like, a huge bathroom? Because I feel like I should be at the door already.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like almost like the it's extending further away from you. So you're, like, running towards it, and it seems like it's really far away. You slip a few times and crawl and push yourself forward and run. And you hear,
yes, please don't leave us with her.
And you hear, you're going to keep shitting. You're not going to stop. You're going to shit with the rest of us forever. And you hear her crawling after you. And you're not looking back, I'm guessing. You're just moving.
No, I'm going to keep trying to get to the door.
You slip, you fall, you get up and you push yourself forward and you run. And you eventually get yourself out the door of the bathroom. And it seems like it was like a mile away, and you're hurting and you're weak. But the thing about you is, you have put up with so much shit in your life with your husband.
We're talking about his family.
Yeah. With all of everything that he's giving you, you've put up with so much shit that what's a little bit more shit to put up with, you know? Mm-hmm. And you are able to push through this, unlike the other people were. You know, they passed out. They didn't have the stamina, the will to put up with so much shit, but you do. And you get out of the bathroom and you're in the gas station, and the lights are flickering in there, and you see this while you exit the place, you see this like this refrigerated area, and it's got this tuna fish salad sandwich and sub selection. And it looks just so nasty. And it's like freshly made every day on a sign on it. Mm-hmm. And it's like just so nasty. It's growing stuff. And it's got worms in it and whatnot. It's nasty. The door's like cracked open. And you get out of the place. And the rain is still coming down. The storm is still heavy and hitting, and you feel like once you leave the place that you're better, like you're refreshed, you've shit everything that you had to, but you're still, you know, you're still tired because it was a lot, it hurt. Mm-hmm. And you see your husband out there, and he's just slamming the horn, and your kid is sitting in the back seat, and she's just crying and crying. And you get in the car, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
And your husband's like, "Oh my God, that took you forever, and now I have to go. Now I have to go and shit."
Well, go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm gonna be a lot quicker than you. I will tell you that.
Okay.
Jesus fucking Christ, stupid bitch. And he slams the door, and he goes in towards the bathroom, and you see him walk into the place.
Yeah. I'm going to climb into the driver's seat and drive away.
All right, you do. You drive off, and the little girl, Sally's like, "Mommy, I don't like this horror stuff. Can we listen to something nice?"
I'm going to change it to a pop station.
Okay, you change it to a pop station.
Because I'm not listening to the Jurassic Jammy Kids.
Sure. Yeah.
Not after all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you change it to a pop station, some very appropriate pop song that it plays, right? Yeah, and
about ghost ships.
We
did the mash, we did the monster mash.
and something plays on the radio, something nice, and you come out to the turn, and his mother, who's awful and has always berated you, is in the hospital, and she had a surgery, and you don't head towards that way. Instead, you decide to go somewhere nice with your kid.
Yeah.
Some little mini vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what part of the country are we in?
Let's say that you're out in, I don't know, somewhere eastern. Let's say New Hampshire.
New Hampshire? Oh, we're going to go watch the leaves change, kid.
Okay. It is that season. All right, cool. Well, thanks for joining us today, and hope you guys enjoyed that little haunt thing. And Miss Cake Bitch, do you have anything to say to the listeners?
Good riddance. My awful husband is dead.
Yeah, you left him in there. Yeah. He's not going to have the ability to put up with a lot of shit.
He doesn't know how to deal with anything.
He doesn't know how to deal with shit.
No.
He's not going to last. He's going to be in there.
Was I covered in shit when I left, or did that just magically go away once I was out of
there? Oh, no. When you left, you still, like, had the filth on you and stuff. Okay. Yeah. But, like, well, you know, the rain washed a lot of it off because it was coming down so hard.
Yeah, I'll probably pull over on our way to watching the leaves change and maybe just stand in the rain.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. Cool.
Naked in the rain.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, yeah. Thanks for joining us. I thought that was a good one. It was funny. Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys next time. We love you and catch you next time.
Bye.
Tuna fish, bitch. 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 Put it in a bowl. Look at that swish, swish. Tuna fish, bitch. Tuna fish, bitch. Get some bram wells and add some of this. Tuna fish, bitch. Tuna fish, bitch. Now put it on some bread and push it down. Squish, squish. Tuna fish, bitch. Tuna fish, bitch.
And then eat it. Pretty nice.